Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the Best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
Rob G, I do need you, so I want you to be ready to jump in, Rob G. So here we go, TJ. The news, of course, that broke today about the Nets and the big meeting, Kevin Durant and the owner of the Nets, and supposedly, Rob G, you have some of the details that came out, and share them with us, and then TJ and I will tackle that.
That's right. The summer of discontent for Kevin Durant continues.
Yes,
because
that's nice. Did you come up with that, or
did
you steal that?
I did. I did come up with that. So about a month ago, you know, KD reportedly made his trade demand directly to owner Joe Tsai, saying he wanted out of Brooklyn. Multiple reports since then had said we had no idea from the Nets' perspective exactly why he wanted out. They were unsure. They were kind of taken aback as to his trade demand.
Right, out of nowhere, right? Right. Like, I mean, it was the day after Kyrie said he was opting in.
Exactly. And so over the weekend, Shams Charania of The Athletic reported that KD flew to London to meet with Joe Tsai in person once again and issued an ultimatum. He said, "I'm firm in my trade demand. However, if you want to keep me, you're going to have to let go of general manager Sean Marks and head coach Steve Nash. It's them or me."
All right, here we go. All right, they're fired. It's all done, TJ. I don't know, like, people are debating. Oh, my God. Like, you can't let them run the team. What are you talking about? You know what? The NBA is about what, TJ? It's a players' league. I'm sorry. A general manager, a coach, I don't care who it is. It's about players.
Man,
am I wrong?
I don't even want to agree with you, but I have to.
You know I'm right, TJ. Come on. What is the debate? I'm going to keep Sean Marks and Steve Nash? Really?
And that's my biggest point. It's not like we're talking about Greg Popovich, Eric Spoelstra, and those type of coaches. We're not talking about guys that are proven. When you go back to that Boston Celtics series, Steve Nash had no answers. He had no answers for what they were doing to the Nets defensively. Talking about the Boston Celtics literally handcuffed the Nets offense, handcuffed them. And Nash had no answers. So if you can't make in-game adjustments or game-to-game adjustments in the playoffs, I don't need you. This is a players' league.
All
if
day.
You have the best
all
players,
day.
You're going to win. But you need your coaches making subtle adjustments. The Nets didn't do that at all.
And let me say this. As much as we love Popovich, right? Where's he been the last 8 years without Tim Duncan?
Players.
Okay. This is what I'm talking about. Like, I'm not trying to disrespect the coaching fraternity. But let's be real. TJ, let's be real. You take some of these players off some of these teams, and I don't know if these coaches are winning. I always said, like, the best job Bill Parcells ever did, TJ, was when he went and he took over the 1-15 Jets. Do you remember?
Hey,
and they
Rob,
were in the AFC. They were in the AFC Championship game 2 years later against Denver.
Look at Golden State when Steph Curry and Klay Thompson. Look at Golden State.
The last couple years.
Look at Golden State. It's a players' league, and it's okay. And if Kevin Durant says, I want those guys gone, right, it's tough because, who are they going to hire? My second question is, who you want? Who do you want?
I don't even think there's, like this whole notion about, well, you know, you can't tell have him running the team. Dude, they've already done all that. There is no trade out there. If you're going to give away Kevin Durant to keep Steve Nash, it would make no sense, wouldn't it? It would make no sense. And maybe this is a lot of, for Durant to save face, too, that there is no deal out there, you know what I mean, that the Nets really want. And then he could at least flex his muscles and say, oh, this is what I wanted because, you know, we weren't going anywhere with those coaches. It's about Kevin Durant being healthy and playing well. It's about Kyrie being there. It's about Ben Simmons, finally playing. TJ, if you give me those three guys, I don't care who the coach is. You could get anybody to coach that team if those guys play. Am I wrong?
No, you're not. Now, again, well, technically, you're wrong on some fronts. You're going to run into some teams in these playoffs that they're going to throw something at you. These coaches need to make subtle adjustments. There's no way Boston should have beaten the Nets the way they did. Now, they probably should have, and they did win the series. But beat them, it wasn't a series, Rob. That's where your coaching comes into play, and you make it a more competitive series. You win a game or two. It wasn't competitive because there were no adjustments made from the coaching staff of the Nets. But the problem is, this late in the season – this late in the offseason, where do the Nets go? How do you appease Kevin Durant? Where do they go? And so are you going to get worse before you get better? Which coach do you look to? Do you elevate an assistant? This is a tough situation.
That's what you do. You make somebody an interim. And I'm going to tell you, and Rob G, being a big Laker fan, he knows this. Who was the coach that they fired Mike Brown like 8 games into the season? Do you remember that year, TJ? Wasn't it 8 games, Rob G, or something like that? 5 games. 5 games. How do you know it's going to be a bad year 5 games into the season? That means somebody wanted him done, right? Wanted him out. The season had just started. I don't know what they started, the record was, but he got fired after 5 games. So my point is, if you're going to have the talent that we're talking about and you get Kevin Durant to commit to his 4 years, this is it. I'll do this. But you can't come back to me talking about you want to go anywhere. If you commit these 4 years to the contract, I will absolutely do this and we'll get this thing righted. Because if you're the Nets, all you're trying to do is win a championship. Am I right? You're just trying to win one.
And honestly, do you – I'm not sure. They get a new coach. They get Kevin Durant. And he's happy. Do you re-sign Kyrie to a max? Will Ben Simmons be a better player than what he was? Even if that's the case, are they better than Boston? Are they better than Miami?
I think they are. I think we haven't seen enough of them to put those other teams in front. I'm telling you, with the injuries and, of
Milwaukee,
course, Kyrie and all that.
It's not going to be easy.
I'm not saying it's going to be easy, but those three players, I would, because Ben Simmons fits with those two. Kyrie's playing for his reputation and career. He has no deal. He can't play around. You've already seen the pushback from other teams now, right? They're tired of his antics. He really has to have a good year and let people know he's serious about playing basketball.
What's the fallout with this now becoming public if it doesn't happen? If it doesn't happen, how can Kevin Durant play for Steve Nash and see Sean Marks and they keep it professional? You have to be a special individual to know somebody's trying to get you fired. Hey, man, let's have a great practice today, man. How you doing? I don't care how you doing. I want you to have a terrible practice. I don't even want you to show up to practice. And they'll be professional, but how is that dynamic and does it bring the team down?
Well, you know, stuff is always leaked out and you hear stuff and, you know, some teams can fight through it. There were teams and dynasties in sports where they hated everybody. I always go think back to the Yankees of the 70s and Billy Martin and Reggie Jackson. Those guys, they fought in the dugout, TJ, during a game. Can you imagine the manager and a star player go to throwing blows in the dugout during the game on camera?
Hey, Rob, it's a different ball game, man. These kids get coddled from middle school on. This AAU circuit and I got to recruit LeBron James and Kevin Durant to my AAU team. And now you're getting these kids recruited to high schools. I mean, Penny Hardaway's son is leaving his high school in Texas. He's coming out here to play at Sierra Canyon in California. They get coddled. They get so much given to them at such an early age. When you stand up to them and you tell them no, they haven't been told no in years.
I get it. I'm with you on that, and that's where we are. But I'm going to tell you, if you're talking about talent over a coach and a general manager who, if you ask 95% of the fans to point out the general manager, they couldn't do it, right? They couldn't do it 95% of the time. And people know Steve Nash because he was a really good player.
I can point out Sean Marks because he played, but
you know what I mean. Most people don't know who he is.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Right now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. That's right. You can now turn $10 into $1,000 on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball and hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. With quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types, it's easy to see why Prize Picks is the number one fantasy sports app. Just last week, I was strolling through the Prize Picks app during a commercial break, checking out the primetime basketball schedule for the night. I had been on a hot streak that week, so I figured, let me throw down $10 on a few guys and see what happens. And you know what? I turned $10 into over $200. Download the app today and use the code ODD for your first deposit match of up to $100. To get a first deposit match of up to $100, download the app today and use the code ODD. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game, King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think you could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of
that. Like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't it?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with the 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T. Well, let's do this. Because one guy who was at odds with their front office was Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers. And he wasn't happy with the general manager, and he wanted the general manager out. And guess what? Not only did the general manager not get pushed aside for Aaron Rodgers, one of the greatest throwers of the football, he got a contract extension this past year. Remember? Gutekunst? How do you say his name?
Gutekunst.
Right. He got a contract extension. They worked through it. And not only that, Aaron Rodgers the last 2 years, TJ, has put together back-to-back MVP years. And I know Tom Brady last year had more yards, more touchdowns, and some other numbers, but nobody won bigger, I'm talking about regular season, games than Aaron Rodgers last year. And they won again, what, 13 more games? They've won 13 games in a row, 3 years in a row, whatever it was. And I got news for you. I know everybody thinks that, okay, it's going to be anybody but Aaron Rodgers for he's not going to win 3 MVPs in a row. I beg to differ, and I have a formula, TJ, and you tell me if I'm a sugar nut or not. And I think he has a real shot to win a third straight MVP. And here's why. You know, a lot of sports is about a narrative. Who did Aaron Rodgers lose this past offseason? Devontae Adams. Was he your best receiver in the NFL a year ago? Or is he the best?
He's everybody's best receiver. Okay. And if you say he's not, you're being biased.
Okay, he's the best receiver. Let me ask you, if Aaron Rodgers and the Packers win another 13 or 14 games, they were 7-0 in their last seven games without Devontae Adams. When they went to the desert and beat the 7-0 Arizona Cardinals, there was no Devontae Adams. I'm not poo-pooing Devontae Adams. I'm not poo-pooing his impact. But the numbers are the numbers. If the Packers win a division, TJ, win 13 games again, and Aaron Rodgers puts up numbers and make lesser receivers better, somebody's got to get those numbers, right? You know that. Somebody's got to get those catches and those numbers. And he develops and makes one of those or two of those younger guys stars or better players and productive. Yes or no, you'll have to look at that and say, here's a quarterback that lost their best, his best receiver, the best receiver in the game, and didn't miss a beat. Am I off base?
You're not off base, but I'll be honest. I just don't see that happening. I really don't. To me, their best bet is, can Sammy Watkins stay healthy? If Sammy Watkins can stay healthy, he has the talent to do work. Sammy Watkins can play. He's just been injured. Now you're going with a quarterback that – all you got to do is get open, create a little separation. He's going to put the ball on the money.
How would you have liked to have played with him when you see him? Like Rob G and I were talking about this during the break.
I could play with Aaron Rodgers right now. I'm going to catch 50 passes. I know people say, oh, shut up, TJ. I'm going to catch 50 passes with Aaron Rodgers right now at my age.
Because what? He's going to get you the ball, correct?
All you got to do is catch the ball, understand coverage, and create separation. I can still stop on a dime, and so that's the key. The key to running routes is your ability to decelerate. It's not the acceleration. It's your brakes. Can you slam the brakes on? If you can slam the brakes on, you're going to create separation. This is the problem, that who is A-Rod going to trust, because –
Lazard has had some moments, not enough. He's had some moments. I know.
But when you go to playoff games, when the game is on the line, Aaron Rodgers has shown, I'm not comfortable throwing to anyone else but Devontae Adams. Obviously, that's going to have to change. I said this when they got drafted. I said this earlier today as well. The Packers should have drafted George Pickens. I said it the night of the draft. They didn't want to listen to me. They're going to regret that. But the best rookie they're going to have is Romeo Doubs from Nevada.
Tell me about him.
I said that when he got drafted, he's going to be the surprise of training camp, and he'll be the surprise rookie. Go back. Somebody pull the tape up. It was on Fox. Drag coverage with myself, who got drafted to the Giants this year. From Thibodeau. It was myself, Kayvon Thibodeau, and man, am I really getting old?
Yeah, you are. It happens to me every day, so I'm not even going to try to help you.
The quarterback, he works for Fox. He played at Colorado. He calls games.
Klatt.
Joe Klatt. Myself, Joe Klatt, and Kayvon Thibodeau. And I said it. Romeo Doubs is going to be a surprise. That dude can play football, man. He's a really good receiver. The fact that he went in the fourth round was a shocker. He can play. But being a rookie, is Aaron Rodgers going to trust him? That's where you got to fit. You just don't know. Yeah, Alan Lazard has been there. He's been there for years. But when 17 was lined up alongside him, Aaron Rodgers didn't feel comfortable throwing him the ball. Is that comfort going to change now that Devontae is gone? It has to. But I don't see Aaron Rodgers having that type of chemistry and just one guy going to work. They'll run the ball more.
I agree, but I still say it does factor in about losing a guy like that but still winning, and that's my point, is if he can still win and put up, obviously you got to put up decent numbers. I don't know what numbers. I think there'll be a narrative out there that he lost the best receiver and they didn't miss a beat, that they won their 13 games again and Aaron Rodgers did this and he only had four interceptions all year and his quarterback rating. I really believe with all the quarterbacks out there that that gives him a little bit of an advantage from the standpoint that if Devontae was still there, it would be like, well, expect, what do you expect? You got the best receiver. You know, you got a running game. I'm saying, and people would have gotten tired of voting for him. You know, there's voters fatigue. You know that after guys won an MVP a couple of years in a row. I really think if he plays and balls out with the players that he has, they win the division, win another 13 games or so, I think he'll be have a shot to win another MVP.
If Alan Lazard, Sammy Watkins, Christian Watson, or Romeo Doubs, if one of those four guys can cross 1,200 yards receiving, if they can get 1,200 yards receiving, then I agree with you. But if it's more of a
dink and dunk kind of season,
I don't see him, because some other teams are going to perform and do well. And the MVP is strictly they need to just change the.
No, you know what it is?
It's a quarterback award.
Right. It's like baseball has it right, because TJ, you have a Cy Young for the best pitcher, right? And then you have an MVP. Because that's what the NFL needs. They need an award.
100%.
They need an award for the best quarterback of the year, who would be technically the Cy Young. You want to call it the YA Tittle Award or whatever you want to, you know, grab as like a Cy Young, who was the best pitcher in baseball history. And then you give out an MVP.
Yeah, I mean, the MVP in the NFL is strictly who's the best quarterback on the best team. Or who had really who
well?
Had
you surprised
great
that he won it last year? I mean, Brady had better numbers. Brady didn't beat anybody.
I wasn't surprised that he won it. I mean, it was one of those two guys, and the national narrative was Aaron Rodgers had a better year, considering the competition that he played and his lack of interceptions. And so, wherever the national media goes, you kind of have an idea of okay. He's going to win the MVP, but what Brady is doing, and it's considered with Brady, oh, he has Mike Evans, he has Chris Godwin, he has these type of receivers, whereas Aaron Rodgers only has Devontae Adams. And so I get that part of it, but I don't believe Aaron Rodgers will be top 3 to 4 MVP candidates this year. I don't foresee that happening, because he hasn't shown – that he can trust another receiver that's not his best receiver. And we don't know who's his best receiver. Like, long gone are the days of Donald Driver, Greg Jennings, Jordy Nelson, and those guys. Those days are long gone. And so,
but
who's going to be that guy?
But that's why I think he has a chance of doing it if one of those guys emerge. That's exactly my point, is going in, you have a negative vibe about the receiving core and the idea that Aaron can do it. And if they continue to win at the clip that they've had and he puts up the numbers, I believe he'll win.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think you could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of that.
Like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. Crying. I mean, he was in a culture shock. He's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't it?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with the 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Mother's Day is coming, and Mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get Mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get Mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting Mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get Mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for Mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for Mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
And it involves the Carolina Panthers and their starting quarterback, John. And I know TJ is a Sam Darnold guy. He worked out with him, right? You know Sam really well. Can I say that?
That is true.
Okay. Or Baker Mayfield. The story out there is that it's Baker Mayfield's job to lose and that Sam Darnold is the one fighting an uphill battle despite being in Carolina the last year, and Baker Mayfield's the new guy. And what do you make of this, that it's Baker Mayfield's job to lose? Is it right? Do they have it the right way, or is this wrong?
It's not surprising. When the day they traded for him, it was his job to lose. They would have never traded for him if they didn't want him to be the quarterback. And this is the problem. When you look at the teams that each player has played on and the players and their teammates that they've played with, who's had the better teammates? Who's had the better team around them? Obviously, it's in a landslide that Baker Mayfield played with the better team. The problem is when you start to do things like how does the locker room take this? They don't make decisions, but they see practice. They know what's going on. And so in training camp, if Sam Darnold is on par or outplaying Baker Mayfield, they got a problem on their hands if Baker Mayfield's a starter, because Sam Darnold is going to be well-liked. Are the guys in the locker room going to like Baker? The guys in Cleveland didn't seem to like him.
Yeah, but he got them to the playoffs. Wait a minute, did TJ.
Wait. He got them to the playoffs? Really?
Yes.
See, and that's where we go wrong at. That defense got them to the playoffs. That defense got the quarterbacks get elevated.
Wait a minute. That team, Baker played well. No OBJ. They look at the numbers. I remember the one big game on the road where he threw for four or five touchdowns. That wasn't about the defense. So everybody,
you said one. No, you didn't say games. You said
I'll give you numbers.
Singular.
I'll give you numbers, but that team hadn't won a playoff game since Moby Dick was a guppy, since the Louisiana Purchase was an escrow. I mean, can you give him some credit for that? TJ, nothing? He got nothing?
No. No, I'm not
Sam
saying.
Sam Darnold has done
think,
a zero.
I don't
He's
think Baker Mayfield
zero.
Is a bad quarterback. But when you have the type of defense that he had in Cleveland, name one player that was a really good player for the Jets on defense when Sam Darnold was there.
You can't. All right, but let me ask you.
Name a starting receiver that he had for the Jets, that Sam Darnold had. Can you? Just name one.
What about this last year?
You can't even answer it.
What about last year? They got off to a decent start, and then he went in the tank. I'm just saying, when you put the two quarterbacks up resume, I understand the defense. I understand the kind of players, but there was a lot to be left to be desired from Sam Darnold, and that's why they brought Baker Mayfield in. If they like what they saw despite him not having those players, despite the defense not being that great, they would just say, Sam Darnold's our guy, and we're going to put better pieces around him. They have question marks about Sam Darnold as a quarterback. Is that fair?
Everything you said is true. And I know this, and the Panthers also know this. He got hurt, and it was pretty serious, and he just played through it. And this is why in the National Football League, when you get hurt, sit down on the bench.
Until you get ready.
Yes, because they hold it against you. They know what was going on.
They did it to Baker last year. Is that fair? He was hurt.
Very fair. The same thing with Baker. Same thing. You want to be out there for your team. You play bad, and they paint you like you're a bum. And so as soon as the Panthers traded for Baker Mayfield, I thought, it's his job to lose.
Right.
They would have never traded for him. But I also believe he's not going to understand that system. Like Sam Darnold went through an entire offseason learning that system. They're going to give it to Baker because they traded for him. One, how is the locker room going to react? Because Baker Mayfield has had Jarvis Landry, OBJ, Nick Chubb, Kareem Hunt, David Njoku, Austin Hooper on offense.
Well, but let me give you some numbers because I know you're trying to poo-poo Baker. Can I give it to you? Some numbers. Baker, 16 touchdowns, 2 picks in the last 10 games of that season. They finished out the year 10-3. They beat the Steelers in a playoff game. Their rivals.
Wait. Okay. How many games was that?
That was in the last 10 games. They went 7-3. Okay.
A touchdown a game.
No, 16 touchdowns in those 10.
Okay, a touchdown and a half a game.
Okay, but only 2 picks, so he didn't turn the ball over.
Because you're running the ball so much.
Here's the other thing. During that stretch, Mayfield ranked 6th in the NFL in QBR, 3rd in yards per passing attempt, trailing only Deshaun Watson and Patrick Mahomes. And those numbers, despite playing 3 games in inclement weather conditions that severely hampered the passing on both sides, and coincidentally, all of those happened since OBJ was lost for the season. So you got to give the man some credit. I give the Panthers credit to say, you know, we did trade for Darnold. We got off to a good start. The season collapsed. And, there's another quarterback out there who has a better resume, and let's make it a competition. I don't have an issue with that.
And I don't have it as well. And that year, he played well. I'll give Baker – in 2020, Baker Mayfield played well. We also got to understand, it was COVID. There's really no fans in the stands. It was a different type of season. Off-season was different. It was the unknown. Nobody had experienced that before. And so is it do you give an exception to that season? Because he hasn't had a season nowhere near that. They ran the ball so effectively. They were so good on defense that he didn't have to just don't mess it up. Baker can play. But is Baker a guy in the locker room that guys willing to fight for? When he was having all those problems in Cleveland, this is what struck me. And I've said this plenty of, not one guy oh, Baker Mayfield is this type of guy, not one guy. Why are y'all bashed? Not one guy came to his defense. There's over 60 guys on the team, a practice squad guy, a lineman, somebody. Nobody came to his defense. That doesn't give you cause to pause and say, this is a quarterback, and I can't get one guy publicly to defend him.
That's okay. And you know what? Everybody.
That's not okay when you're the quarterback. No, it's not. Not when you're the quarterback.
Because everybody, he's that kind of guy, and I get it, that could rub people the wrong way. But if you can win, it's about winning, TJ. It's not a popularity contest.
He's not winning.
And Sam Darnold could be the nicest guy in the world. He can't play. I'd love to go out to dinner with him. I'd love to hang out with him and his family.
Hey, I hate to do this to you. I hate to do this to you, but I'm going to. There's this one guy. He played in a city that you're very familiar with and a team you're very familiar with. You told me he couldn't play, and I told you he was going to win a Super Bowl. How'd that turn out?
Hey, wait a minute.
Wait, no. How'd that turn out?
Wait a minute. During the midseason, he was throwing picks to the other team. Hey. And if the 49ers, what was that guy's name, TJ, who threw – Stafford threw a pick right on cue. Don't tell me that when he threw that ball. What'd you say to yourself?
Rob, honest. What did I tell you? Did I tell you that man could play? Did I not tell you that?
Did what did you say to yourself first when he threw that pick that should have been a pick that probably would have changed the entire game?
Everybody gets a break. Some take advantage of it. Some don't.
All right. That's fair.
And we've had the discussion about Matthew Stafford. I met Matthew Stafford when he was a quarterback at Georgia, and I said, ooh,
he didn't
this
win anything at Georgia. What'd they win?
But this is my point. He was in Detroit, and you said he can't win. He's a stat patter. He's this,
he's that.
And I said, Rob, I'm picking the Rams to win a Super Bowl because of Matthew Stafford. You told me I was crazy.
He didn't even win the MVP.
He didn't
have to. Because he threw two or three picks in the Super Bowl. I mean, that's who he is. And my only point is, almost anybody, a good quarterback, could have won that with the team that was around him. Now, you just talked about it with Sam Darnold not having any pieces, and now you're giving Stafford all the credit when they had a team that already went to the Super Bowl without him. They had gone already.
They didn't win it. They didn't win it. And the Rams were already a good team. They were a player away. That player was Stafford.
All right.
Baker Mayfield, say he's better than Sam Darnold. Let's just say he is.
He is.
I don't believe he is. I personally don't. Sam Darnold's a bigger quarterback. He's a more athletic quarterback. He's a more mobile quarterback. He's more likable. Now, the intangibles, you just don't know, because when Sam Darnold gets drafted to the Jets, you can't name a receiver that played for – you can't.
What's his name? Robbie
Anderson.
Anderson. He was a good player.
He still is a good player. But – when that's the only guy that you can name, and here you are with Baker Mayfield playing with multiple Pro Bowl players, not just receivers, Pro Bowl players on offense, best offensive line in the game in the Cleveland Browns.
All right, Alex is going to jump in, and then we're going to hear from we want to hear from you. Good, Alex, what you got?
So, guys, I have something to settle this dispute and argument you and the Hushav right now. Which one of the two has a Heisman Trophy? That's all I'm going to ask.
Oh, Baker
know?
Does.
Thank you very
Baker.
Much. There
yes.
you go.
All right, there we go.
Baker, right. Baker. I mean, but when you're playing at Oklahoma,
see, here
Kyler,
we go again.
Kyler Murray has Kyler. It is a team. It
right.
is like,
but you got to admit that Sam Darnold has struggled his first few years in the NFL, and that's why they made the trade. As a coach,
100%
you're a coach.
Obvious.
You can
yes.
look at somebody and go, I know if we get the right pieces around him, this guy is good enough to play and good enough to win games, right? You could do that as a coach.
I'm not going to sit here and defend the way Sam has played, because he has not played well. But when you look at what he's had around him. Last year, he had a really good team around him. McCaffrey gets hurt, but his receiver stayed healthy. He started off well. He just didn't finish well.
Right.
That there's no excuse for that. I can't sit up. I can't make an excuse for that. What I'm saying is, I believe if he stayed healthy with the team that they have now, he can do just as good or better than what Baker Mayfield is going to do.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Managing your diabetes just got easier. The powerful new Dexcom G7 lets you see your glucose numbers on your compatible watch and phone without fingersticks. And because Dexcom G7 is the most accurate CGM system, you can be confident in your food, exercise, and medication decisions. And all those decisions can lead to big results, like more time in range and lower A1C. Get started at Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at CedarPoint.com.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.